Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the Astros lose yesterday to the Padres 4-0, so the Padres take 2 out of 3. It's not a big deal. The Astros are still 5 games up on the Mariners. They're 5.5 back still of the Guardians. I don't think the Mariners are catching the Astros, and if I feel that way, then I think almost by definition I have to feel like the Astros are not going to catch the Guardians either, given that it's virtually the same gap between the Astros and the 2 seed as it is between the Mariners and the Astros.
Look, we've seen them. I think the biggest thing that keeps you from panicking or worrying about the recent stretch of whatever you want to call it, mediocrity
is what I was going to say, yeah.
Is that they've demonstrated with their rotating cast of minor leaguers that they are very capable of beating the best teams in the league, and that it doesn't feel like it's all going to fall apart at some point.
No,
you're just in that classic mode with the Astros over the last decade of, all right, well, we'll get to the postseason, and experience and veteran leadership, et cetera, hopefully take over, and maybe you get some performances out of some of these. Who's going to be the Chaz McCormick this year?
Right.
Who's going to be the guy that who's going to be the guy that really goes above and beyond expectations? Because you're going to have something like that along the way. But the actual star power still matters.
Is Verlander
going to be peak Verlander by playoff time?
Right. I'm kind of doing the comparison in my head right now of last year's playoff team with this year's team that's about to be in the playoffs. This is a better version of the Astros now than the one that went into the postseason last year. The one in the postseason last year had Jose Abreu at first base, and I know he was better in September than he was the rest. They had Jose Abreu at first base. You know, they didn't have this version of Framber. Like, Framber was not this version. Hunter Brown is an elite level starter right now. I think the rotation. Hader is a better closer than Presley was last year. That's why they went out and got Josh Hader. This is a better version of the Astros than the one that went into the postseason.
I think if you look at both starting pitching and the bullpen, which the bullpen is, you know, the pitching staff in total, you feel a lot better about right now. And playoff baseball is pitching baseball, basically. The other part about Abreu, though, too, is even though Abreu performed well individually, it's still this version of the Astros is one that can utilize speed on the base paths, and that whether Abreu is hitting well or not, he was just a big old crossing guard when it came to the lineup, and it's a different version of baseball than you were capable of playing with him.
We have a more fluid lineup. You can go into the postseason and go, you know what, we don't have to, because they had to play Abreu at first base. They had to. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, for, well, you'd be like, Sean, you don't have to do anything. No, you had to, and he was hitting okay and whatever. But you can kind of rejigger lineups now with, you know, put Yiner at first base if you want to, and Caratini at catcher, and DH, you know, somebody else if it's Jordan.
You've got more flexibility at DH for sure.
Because there's not this statue sitting there at first base that you have to put in the 7 hole in the lineup, and he plays first base, and that's all he can do, and he don't even do it that well. So the Astros are going to be the 3 seed, barring some sort of really odd mathematical situation. They're going to be the 3 seed. It'll be the winner of the AL East. It'll be the 1 seed in all likelihood, although the Guardians are right there with, you know, record-wise. The Guardians and somebody from the AL East are going to be the 1 and 2 seeds. The Astros will be the 3 seed, which means they don't get a bye in the first round. They'll play the 6 seed. They'll play the least of the 3 wild card teams, which right now it would be Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But don't look now. A.J. Hinch and the Detroit Tigers are a half game back of the Twins are faltering right now, and the Tigers are 25-10 in their last 35 games. They were 8 games below 500 in August, and it's been one of the quickest turnarounds this late in the season in baseball. My question, and I'm assuming that Carlos Correa comes back and plays at some point, but for those who don't know, he's been dealing with plantar fasciitis for the better part of 2.5 months now, but he's looking for treatments for it. He's hoping to get back on the field. Pretend that Correa gets back on the field, Seth. Who would you rather face in the postseason? Which would be more fun? Carlos Correa and the Twins, which we've done that. They did it last year. Or I think an A.J. Hinch against the Astros story would be utterly fascinating.
I think that would be fascinating. I think that it would probably bring a lot more national attention, whether you like that or care about it or not. I always just feel like it makes it more exciting the more you know, whenever there's just eyeballs turned on it and people are talking about it on SportsCenter and what have you. Now, we know that in Chicago, one thing they don't want to hear anything about is A.J. Hinch, who's only a year older than Joe Espada, giving...
right.
He's not allowed to give Joe Espada any kind of advice because they're chronologically about the same age. Because C.J. Stroud, who's the same age, is only a little bit older than Caleb Williams. C.J.'s not allowed to give him advice.
Very upset, so likewise, in Chicago today.
Nothing A.J. Hinch can teach Joe Espada, apparently.
Nope. Yep. This would bring the sign stealing back into the forefront more than anything else. Would be AJ Hinch managing a wild card round series against the Astros. Like, it's pretty much kind of disappeared for the most part. You still have people that boo at the ballparks, but in terms of the Astros made it to Game 7 of the ALCS last year. I can't remember one time where the sign stealing scandal was front and center during a broadcast or as part of a feature. If AJ Hinch is managing the Astros opponent in the wild card round, it'll be a topic. You know, not that the Astros are cheating again, but just that he got fired for it. You know what I mean?
He got fired for it. I think that it had turned into a lot of, and it was, these are the evil ones that were doing it despite A.J. Hinch smashing a monitor in protest and what have you. And now A.J. Hinch is doing it the clean way.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take down the evil empire. Yeah. I look forward to hating AJ Hinch if that's the series.
I like AJ Hinch, man.
I know, but I look forward to hating him for a brief spell of time. Sean, what did we say yesterday?
What did we say? I don't remember.
We're going to embrace our pettiness, okay?
Oh yeah.
Cast aside all of your human decency.
You tried for a while today to not do that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was a long time ago.
3 hours.
That was 3.5 hours ago when I said I was going to be magnanimous and a better human being today.
Yeah.
That's all done with. Anything I've ever said nice about AJ Hinch, I was deluded. I had addiction issues. Is the problem back then?
Yeah. The answer's Hinch to me for this one. We've seen the Correa deal. Plus, it would be for me personally. It would, given all the grief I was getting from Minnesota Twin fans when I took them to task for cheering Altuve getting beaned at the ballpark that day, the receipts are going to be amazing if the Twins miss the playoffs, because there was so much. Keep in mind where the Astros were back then. They were still behind the Mariners back then in early July, and the Twins were making a run at the top of the division, and it was like, we have literally Twins fans going, we have a great team, and your team is turning into trash.
Right.
I'm waiting.
Well, not to mention, like, you know, gloating about them having Carlos Correa. Like, against his will, you were his third choice. It's like some dude bragging about his girlfriend, and you're like, well, where is she? Oh, she's bound and gagged in the trunk. That's my girlfriend. Yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
Deeply in love we are.
She's the one banging on the door of the trunk from inside. Where is
she? She's the one rapidly blinking out SOS in Morse code with her eyes. Yeah.
You know what the funny thing was about those people? Is they, yes, and I called them those people, is that they were so into what the Twins were on pace for and the Astros were on pace for. It's almost as if they didn't realize that it's 162 game season, you know, like that the fact that they were on pace for 92 wins or 90, the fact that they were on pace for a number that's literally less wins than every full season the Astros have had other than last year during this run of dominance was really funny. They were really into the on pace, man. Really into the on pace.
Let's see. I mean, you wouldn't know until whoever won the other wild card series, but do you want to see the Yankees in the divisional series or in the ALCS?
ALCS.
Okay.
ALCS. That's box office, man. ALCS. Yeah.
That's our dojo.
That's where we've beaten up on the Yankees, too, regularly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like that's the one that brings up the most.
That's our dojo, yes.
That brings up the most PTSD amongst Yankees fans. There will be a feeling of imminent doom if the Astros take on the Yankees in the ALCS.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay. Yep, that's what I want. That's what I want. Should be fun, man. But I'm feeling like it's... Let's get to October. Let's get there. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Final segment coming up. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. There was a ton of injury news with the Texans yesterday. Let's go through these. Which of these are going to be the toughest to deal with for week 3 purposes? Let's just eat what's on our plate and look at the Minnesota Vikings. Which of these is going to be the toughest to backfill, if indeed they need to backfill? That is coming up next.